world famous Phil Henry show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And on the line with us, we're at Little Shrimp, I think, in Northern California. Dean Wheeler is on the line with us, and we'll be talking to him momentarily. I think
Emerelda is going to be on stage tonight.
We have not heard Emerelda Wheeler in a long time. She is going to be on stage. Dean?
Yeah, Mr. Wheeler. Yeah. Dean Wheeler.
Dean Wheeler with us. Dean, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Phil. Emerelda has just gone up for her set. And this is a great, it's rather momentous, Phil, to have you with us here. Here she goes.
Can you talk to us?
Hold on for a minute. Yeah, that's it, baby. I just want to encourage her, Mr. Henry.
I got it.
Yeah.
She's in good voice, Dean.
Shut up.
Don't tell her to shut up.
I'm sorry, Ms. Gray.
You're a little bit too nervous here.
All right, I'm sorry. I just want to hear my wife. You float like, yeah, baby. Now, the horn player, Jerry, Jimmy, Timmy, and Tucker, when that guy starts blowing his horn, directing it right at her ass, I want you to go up and... What? What do you mean you can't do it?
Dean, if you're in the middle of business, I don't want to talk to you, okay?
No. Hold on. Please, Phil. Never mind. Don't do anything. I'll have to put up with this guy blowing a horn into her ass.
Hey, Dean, what? There it is.
Yeah, there. Look at that. He's got the horn pointed right at her ass, Billy. Look at that. It's pointed right at her ass. Oh, my God. Who's this?
It's Phil Henry. You got an interview with me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I told Tucker, I told you, Timmy.
Okay, Dean, you have this ongoing problem with a horn player in Emerelda's band where every time he blows that horn, he's got the bell pointed at her ass. Is that it?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil, for just spelling it out for the audience. I'm trying to keep...
Dean Wheeler with us, folks. Do you want to talk to me or do you want to listen to Emerelda?
Oh, let me go in the other room. Hey, Joey? Never mind. What are you guys going to do about it? He's got the horn pointed right at her ass.
Hey, Dean, I don't know what is happening between you, Emerelda, and her singing career and this whole idea of this horn player. You can't seem to hire a horn player who doesn't point the bell of his horn directly at her ass.
Right there. There it is. See? Joey. Tucker. Where's Tucker? We'll put the booze down. Look. Watch this. Yeah, hey? See?
Are we going to... Yeah. Okay, so, Dean, we have to do an interview.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So, tonight was going to be the rollout of Emerelda. She's going to be reinvigorating her career. You told me she's going into a recording studio.
We have her scheduled for the Chick Blown Studios out in Oakland next week. She's going to do 4 songs, and we'll get a pressing, an acetate, and see if we can't shop that to some record company. I think she's in very good form. We picked out 4 tunes.
But what are you going to do, Dean? This is a general show. What are you going to do about this whole situation with the band?
What situation?
The fact that the horn... Yeah, the horn's pointed at her ass.
I don't know what we're going to do. I'm going to have to fire another horn player.
Is this the problem with every horn player?
What do you mean?
Is every horn player right there, this guy?
Yeah, there. Look at... Where's Tuckerton? He's pointing it right at her ass.
Dean, this is something that has given you more angst than anything I've ever heard anybody having to endure. Every horn player you hire points the bell of his horn at her ass when he plays, and this is causing you all kinds of angst.
Yes, of course it does, because while I do encourage the guys to, you know, play up to the fact that she's very sexy and she's very beautiful, I don't like it when they overdo it and they point the bell of the horn at her ass.
Dean Wheeler with us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I got Wes Earlford here. You want to talk to Wes for a minute, Phil?
Yeah, let me say hi to him. Wes, how you doing?
Mr. Henry, how are you?
Good, good. What's new?
Well, the Hurlers are... I'm going out on the road for a solo tour. Wes Earlford, All Me and Then Some is the name of the tour, and I've got the Hurlers will be joining me in Reno in late... December, and we'll do a residency at the Boone Inn in Reno then.
And how's the band up to this point? Have you guys been recording?
We recorded one album. Dean produced it, and by consensus, we decided to go ahead and start all over again with it. It wasn't what we liked. Let me do it. Phil, we did the album. I listened to it. I told Wes I thought it was good. He wanted to start all over again with a new producer. And I said, well, Dean produced it. And while I like Dean as a manager, and I think Dean's a wonderful man as an agent, but this album that we recorded, I had no idea it was going to sound the way it did. What I did is I brought in flute players and some strings, and what we did, and we had an Italian piccolo to go along with it.
Yeah, I do country music, Phil.
Don't ever suck my phone off, man.
Ow.
Yeah, don't do that.
What did you just do?
I pinched his arm to get the phone away. What I'm saying is...
Look, I don't want any of this juvenile action, okay?
Fine.
What are you... So, I heard a lot of information there. Basically... He did an album, you produced it, and you had Italian piccolos.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I thought what Wes needed more than anything was something to sort of set him apart from the other country artists. Wes Hurlford does country music, yes. But everything he does sounds like every other country artist. He sounds like a poor man's Ronnie Van Shelton or whatever. What's the guy's name?
Ricky Skaggs.
I don't know who it is, but he sounds like a poor man's version of that. And what I'm trying to do... That's nice, Wes. What I'm trying to do is to give him something. What he did was he had me go into a studio with an Italian piccolo player, and I did a song called... What was the name of that song? It was called In the Clover with You.
Yeah, this thing's called In the Clover with You, Mr. Henry.
Can you sing a few bars?
Well, it went like this. In the clover with you, you hoo hoo hoo, yodel-o-loo hoo hoo hoo. I'm in the clover with you, 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 and you. We're all together too. I'm in the clover with you. Then a piccolo comes in. The guy goes doo 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 doo. I don't know, man. It doesn't sound like anything country to me. And then I go doo 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 doo. In the clover with you, and you and you too. But I think it's a very contemporary song, Phil. It's a man who is so attractive to women, he's got five or six girlfriends, and he's singing about it.
Yeah, I'm singing about it. I just don't know how well it's going to go over. Plus, it's got all this faggy... I shouldn't say...
What's the language?
I'm sorry. It's got very effeminate piccolo playing.
And this is a song about a man that's making love to more than one woman.
Yeah, it's I'm in the clover with you, and you do too. Oh, well, don't exaggerate it. You're not supposed to do it like that, Wes.
Like what?
Like going, ooh. You sound like you just sat on... Sat on what?
All right. I think you guys have missed Emerald's set.
Did you want me listening to it, or do you want to talk to me? What's it going to be, Mr. Henry?
Okay, Dean, take it easy. God almighty.
He's been like this. I'll tell you, Mr. Henry, Dean Wheeler's not handling... His wife's career is caving in. He knows it. I told him... And I think it's time to cut her loose. I know that, and I, you know, this is why it's a farewell tour, Phil.
I don't believe it. You are giving up on Emerelda. She's not going
to
record?
We tried to get her into the studio to record. Sloan Babbitt was going to record her, one of the top producers in the Bay Area. We had her in their Two Knuckles studio. Okay?
What's the name of the studio?
Two Knuckles. The guy that found... You know Babbitt Sloan, don't you?
No, I don't.
He started it because everybody said that he always was walking around with his finger up his nose. Two knuckles deep.
Yeah, so they called it Two Knuckle Studio.
Well, did he have a say in this?
No, not at all. Even though he paid for the construction of the studio, it just got to be known as Two Knuckle. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you, Phil, is that Emerelda has... She doesn't care, and that's the number one problem here. This Emerelda Wheeler... My phone?
Yeah.
This Emerelda Wheeler, Mr. Henry, she doesn't care about being a singer. She doesn't care about any of that. She just wants to hang out in nightclubs and have these horn players... blowing their horn.
What is going on there, Wes? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Dean has encouraged the band to play kind of cute little sexy, sort of have a sexy relationship with Emerelda. What these guys, the horn players, are taking to doing is just pointing the bell of their horn at her ass and just, you know, and that's the extent of that.
That's what they call sexy interaction.
Well, it was more than that. I wanted them to play jokes. You know, to run around with rabbit ears. I don't know. We wanted to do have a relationship between Emerelda and the band that was playful and fun. But then it got to this contest between the horn players. Who can get the bell of the horn closest to Emerelda's ass? It's kind of like closest to the pin.
All right. But we're talking about here. This is the end for her, huh?
This is the last tour. This is her last gig. I don't think she gives a hot holy... No, I talked to her. She doesn't give a shit. Excuse my...
Hey, watch the language, please.
I'm sorry. I talked to her. She doesn't care. She's happy to be out the road. Well, in any event, I'm going to be managing Wes now. And,
well, I think we need to talk about that.
What's to talk about?
You got me doing a country songs with Italian piccolo players. This whole thing, I'm in the clover with you. I don't know. In the clover with you is getting airplay up here, Phil, on the country stations in the Bay Area.
Dude, can you sing that again, Wes?
Yeah, I can't.
Do you have a recording of it?
Yes, play the record.
We don't have the record. Just go ahead, Wes. I'm in the clover with you, and you and you, you too. What's the matter with you? I can't. I need to have accompaniment.
All right, well, we can look forward to Wes's new record. I'm sorry, is Emerald still up there?
Yeah, she's singing some more. There she is. Yeah, baby. I mean, it's a sad day, Phil, that...
Well, I am sorry to hear that she's hanging it up.
Well, Ms. Gray, you know, you're a professional singer. Emerald has had a level of talent, but come on.
I think with the right people, the right management, I'm not detracting from you, Dean, but I am saying if she had a good producer, if she had the right kind of management, I think she could have made a go for it.
Well, oh, my God, what do you... How about that, boy? That's a slam on you, man. She just shoved it right up. She shoved it up there and broke it off. What is that?
Dean, I'm not saying you're a bad manager. I'm saying that she needed the right, a special kind of management, someone to co-manage with you.
Well, it's too late now. I offered to help manage her when Dean was all jealous. I got a little jealous when Wes sang In the Clover with You and he pointed at Emerelda when he went, and you too. What did I do? When you sang In the Clover with You and you got to the line, you too, you pointed at Emerelda. Oh, come on, man.
Dean, you know what? You would be a much happier man if you got the hell out of the music business.
What are you talking about, Phil?
You got the Wheeler Resort, you got Man Camp, you have the Northern California Holistic Center, you've got a wonderful resort up there. I've been there. It's a lot of fun. You can relax. You enjoy people. What are you doing managing Emerelda's music career? You just got done saying she's not interested.
Well, I found that out the hard way when she woke up yesterday morning and said to me, Dean, I'd rather stick my head under these covers when you blow one off in the morning, take a deep breath and smile, then go one more day out on that stage.
Oh, grow up.
Well, that's what she said to me. You tell her to grow up. So
she said, I'd rather stick my head under the covers when you blow one off in the morning.
That's what she's got. Listen to Henry. She did. I told you. If that's what she'd rather do rather than sing, I think you have a wife there that'd rather be back home.
Dean, you ought to consider that to be a good thing, that Emerelda is happy. She doesn't want to do this anymore. She'd rather be back home with you. What's the problem?
I thought maybe we could reach the heights. I guess not. Come on, Dean. You never were going to reach the heights with Emerelda. You're not even really going to reach the heights with me. And I got talent. What are you talking about? Oh, will you give me a break? I'm in the clover with you, and you too. When I pointed at Emerelda and I said, and you too, and you almost came right out of your underwear, man, I knew you were wound too tight for this business.
All right, well, I can hear Emerelda on stage. Why don't you celebrate her tonight, Dean, and be happy that she's happy?
Well, I wish that we could have another go at it, but I know that Wes is planning this. He's planning this residency in Reno. You know, we've got an awful lot. You know, we got to get back on square one here, Dean, and I got to get better material than In the Clover with you.
God damn.
Oh, give me a break. That's a wonderful song. It's got female appeal. It completely goes against... I've got this Charlie Daniels image, Mr. Hendry.
Of course.
Yeah. So people got to expect me to play that damn fiddle and go riding my thumb to Mexico. Well, it's the reason why I left, you know what I'm saying. But instead, I got this, I'm in the clover with you, and you, and you, you too.
Can I ask you something? When he says you too, is that supposed to be for Emerelda?
No, he's supposed to point to just any female member of the audience.
Oh, I see, and say you too, even though her husband might be sitting right next to her.
Oh, come on, it's all in good fun. I say, I'm in the clover with you, you. And you, you too. I go, you and you, and then I look at for any random woman in the audience. I go, you too. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
I thought it was a great song, Wes. And I think with the Dean Wheeler production touch, you can hit the heights. Yeah. What's that supposed to mean?
Okay, I think I got to let you guys go.
Why? Henry's been sitting there trying to hold back a laugh for the last half hour. You
think this is funny, huh, Phil?
Yeah, I do. I think the whole, and you, what the hell are we listening to?
Amarella's leaving the stage. She's signing autographs. I don't know. I'm in the clover with you. Fuck me. I'll tell you, man.
Okay, there is... Okay, there is Wes Hurlford. Those of you who never met Wes, he is Wes Hurlford and the Hurlers was and still is his group, right?
Yeah, he still has the Hurlers, but right now he's doing a solo tour, but then he's going to be doing a residency in Reno.
Right. Is he going to be with the Hurlers?
I don't know.
Well, the Hurlers, that's his backing band.
Right, but he is doing solo work.
Okay. Anyway, he's got Dean trying out new material. I don't know. What is this?
He's got Dean, who I guess doesn't like the hardcore country sound, hired an Italian piccolo player, and he's got this tune called In the Clover with You, and you too.
What if he pointed at you, General?
That'd be the last thing he ever pointed at.
All right, yeah.
Okay, fine. Thank you, bud.
Thanks.
All right, we have Bobby and Steve Dooley coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. The Resurrection of the Badoo. Bobby, as you know, maybe you don't know, I don't know why you would know, but Bobby at one time, as head of the Homeowners Association of Western States, was known as the Badoo, which gave her an added...
It gave her some sort of added credibility as a leader. She was quasi-religious. I thought it was utterly tasteless and a borderline mental... that she walked around as the Badoo.
Yeah, this will be interesting.
Yeah. So we'll bring back Bobby, and we have, and Steve is with her too, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's Bobby and the Badoo.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Brought to you by...
The Backstage Pass, a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 60,000 hours of the greatest radio and digital content your ass has ever beheld. It's the Backstage Pass. Get one for less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month over the course of the year. It's the Backstage Pass. It's the Phil Hendry Show. It is what it is, man. You know.
Get a Backstage Pass today. You'll never regret it. Your friends will be envious. You'll be envious of yourself. You'll look in the mirror and you'll spit and say, I hate you. And then you'll realize it's you. The Backstage Pass. Be a friend to yourself and all others. Get it at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Welcome back, world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Bobby and Steve Dooley will be joining us here from Western Estates, where Bobby is resurrecting a title that she had adopted maybe a couple of years ago.
It seems to be a couple of years, yeah.
Called the Badoo, and this is... I don't know. I Bobby, as you know, I endeavor to take you guys seriously when you do these things. I know you're the head of a very significant homeowners association.
So first of all, let's get something straight. You having to endure me, you know, I find that to be extremely insulting. We are, you know, Steve and I both...
Bobby, hold on. I'm not putting it down. Calling yourself the Badoo, you have to understand that sounds weird.
No, it doesn't sound weird at all.
My wife is the Badoo. Understand? And everything and all that she does.
Steve, when I point to you, when I say you, then you come on. But don't... The Badoo, Phil, is what I had to call myself. We had people that were running roughshod over the Homeowners Association, CC&Rs. We had people that had their kids out in the street drawing Chuck, you know, little girls were drawing Chuck cartoons. We had people erecting basketball hoops. Okay? We had women in the Circle of Taste. And these were Circle of Taste members who I had selected for their taste, beauty, loveliness, the way they would glide along.
What exactly, Bobby, were the requirements of the Circle of Taste?
You needed to have taste, loveliness, and ability to sort of walk as if you were gliding. In other words, if someone looked at you while you were walking, it would look as if you were floating. It's an extremely specific...
How can anybody do that?
Well, we did it, okay? Homeboy.
All right, hold on. Before we get into an argument here, hey, let me tell you something, Bobby. I don't have to be deferential like the rest of these people.
General, I'm trying to tell you that the women in the Circle of Taste would glide, and it didn't look like they were walking. It looked like they were floating. That's all I'm trying.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, you just went butch. Yeah, Mr. Henry, as you know, will not tolerate it. He will not tolerate none of it. Yeah,
Bobby.
I'm sorry, Phil, but I got put out with the general.
I'm not trying to get you pissed off, Bobby, but I am asking questions. That's my job as a member of the panel.
All right, but the point that I'm making here is that the respect that I had as the Homeowners Association president was beginning to erode from people not respecting the way the Circle of Taste women would walk, but it would look like they were floating. From people not respecting the rules concerning children with colored chalk making faces in the street.
Bobby, you sound very authoritarian, like, you know, you're kind of a control freak.
You have to be. You have to be. If you're the head of a homeowners association, okay?
All right, so you brought back Badu. The other thing that is happening out at Western Estates, Bobby, is that you said, here, your many directives ignored by the residents. Here's one here. They drive by your residence and look at you like you're selling oranges on a freeway off-ramp. Tell me about that.
See, that sounds like a lot of ego.
No, it is not ego. No, it is not ego. When you're the president of the Homeowners Association, when you've inaugurated yourself as the Badu, and I would walk out onto my front stoop at least two times a day when I knew that cars would be going by, people bringing kids back from school, women coming back from the hairdresser, I'd stand there and I'd watch as the cars would drive by with my hands on my hips, and I would sort of look out toward the horizon with a look on my face as if to say, yeah, you know, new horizon, something like that.
In other words, you're waiting for them to kiss your rear end.
No, I didn't say that. How dare you?
Well, that's what it sounds like. All right, so what were you doing?
I was waiting for them to look out, nod, and continue. That's all. You look, you see me, you nod, smile, your eyes go right back to the front, and you keep driving. But instead, I got people looking me up and down.
As if you're selling oranges on a freeway on ramp.
Yes. What? Why is this such a difficult thing for you to get, Phil?
Bobby, there's no homeowners association that I know of anywhere in existence where the president is treated with this kind of quasi-royal deference.
What do you mean, quasi-royal?
Oh, come on. Casting their eyes at you and then looking straight ahead as if you're the Badu. In other words, giving you due respect.
No, Phil, I'm not asking them to kiss my... I'll just say it. I'm not asking them to kiss my ass. I'm asking them to simply look at me, nod, and then look straight ahead.
And this nod is what?
This is it's an acknowledgement. It's an acknowledgement their bitch asses understand.
Bobby, you are really pissed.
I am. Very angry.
Well, it has a lot to do with the Mount Goblin.
Steve posted a song that he said that I sang at the Homeowners Association meeting. I did not sing it at the Homeowners Association meeting. I sang it at home to Steve, which I thought it was a cute song. It was written by Rib Ribley, who is our Homeowners Association architectural chairman.
And what's the song called?
It's called Mount Goblin. You sing it to O. Suzanne, should I?
Go ahead, Bobby, and sing it.
Okay, it goes like this. Well, I look at old Mount Goblin, and a tear comes to my eye. I should hope I do done live there well before the day I die. Oh, Mount Goblin, it's like at our first dance. My husband Steve first saw me, and a lump formed in his pants. That's it.
That is vulgar and crude.
Get a load of her.
God, I hear it. Vulgar.
It's vulgar and crude. It was a fun little song that I sang. Steve recorded it and then played it back at a homeowners association meeting. That's what pissed me off, Steve.
All right, sorry.
All right, so you guys are having personal problems, and for whatever reason, it's spilling over to the homeowners association meetings. You're not getting due deference as the Badu. People should be looking at you nodding and...
And then you sit here, Phil, when we come on your program and go, hur-hur-hur-hur, and you laugh like I'm just a banana suckin' ape.
You're laughing at my wife like she's sitting there she's lipping a banana.
It's very vulgar.
Phil's not laughing at you like you're lipping a banana. Phil's laughing at you, Bobby, that you would sing this song and get upset if Steve plays it back in a homeowners association meeting.
So you think me referencing a lump forming in his pants is something that the Badu should...
Bobby... It was a joke. What, did people get upset?
Some people were a little bit shocked, yes.
Oh, they're okay.
No, they were not. Not when I got to the part about when Steve saw me and a lump formed in his pants.
Well, the way you sang it.
What do you mean the way I sang it? Sang it like this. Steve saw me and a lump formed in his pants. I went butch on purpose. What's so funny?
Bobby, all you are is an exhibitionist, and every time you come on this program, you're giving us new reasons why you're upset that you're attracting attention.
Say that again.
What does that mean?
No, I won't say it again.
I understand what the general's saying. You're upset, Bobby, that you're getting the very attention that you want to get. You sing this goofy song, and the way you sang it, this...
What goofy? Are you talking about Mount Goblin?
No, this is a song that my wife sang to me.
It's a romantic song, Phil.
But you sang it, and Steve recorded it, right?
Yes.
And then he played it back at the Homeowners Association meeting.
Yes, he did, but if people didn't understand the fact that I had to go baritone there at the end. When my husband, Steve, first saw me, and a lump formed in his pants. That's how it goes, see?
Yeah. Okay. Bobby, go get a nap.
Oh, you guys, you know, just because you don't have the class or the taste, and you, Margaret, you'll never get into the circle of taste.
Oh, and why is that? Because I'm not pretty enough?
You're pretty, okay, but you're big in the ass, and a lump...
I'm sorry, Margaret. Oh, don't be sorry. She's the one that fixates on her own ass, and so she's fixating on everyone else's.
Yeah, let's talk about her high rear end. Her high rear end.
Her high what?
What are you saying, bud? Her high rear end.
Her high rear end?
Yeah, that's what I want to say.
Jesus. Bobby, I don't even know what the hell it is they just said. Do you?
Something about how she's not getting respect, she's calling herself the Badoo, people aren't nodding at her, Steve played this song Mount Goblin, and in the part where the lump is formed in his pants, she goes into some baritone.
Yeah, she goes baritone. I don't know why we have those people on the show, other than to say they're very entertaining, I'll give you that. Also, I want to thank, they're very entertaining, but they also reflect, Phil, the suburban modality, the suburban mood. They reflect what's going on in America today among our homeowners and the home buyers and the home people. What are the homeowners? See?
Yeah.
What are you guys looking at?
Nothing, Margaret. It's fine. Dad.
What's that mean?
Nothing. It's fine. Yes, that's why we have Bobby, the Badoo. She didn't really hit that too hard.
No, she didn't. Thank God.
Yeah. Bobby Dooley, the Badoo, along with Steve Dooley. And we also thank, of course, Dean Wheeler, Emeralda Wheeler, and Wes Hurlford, who is holding forth at, what's the name of the club he's going to be at?
He's going to be at the Bean and Bacon Lounge.
Oh, my ass.
I forget.
He's going to be in Reno, a residency in Reno around Christmas time. So we'll look forward to that. Wes, thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, the world famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget to get a backstage pass to our website. It's the only way to enjoy the Phil Henry Show. I'm General Kalen Shaw.